Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day from right here in the dormer above my garage. O'Neill is in here somewhere. He's on the ground. Welcome in. I want to get right to it because there's going to be people who watch this who don't normally want to hear any of my bullshit and would just rather get to what the headline is of this video live stream, which will become the audio podcast available wherever you download shows. Okay, some of you don't have any idea of this, so I'll give you the background. Free Beer was looking at Kelly Cheese's Instagram. She posted a thirst trap. And boy, was it. She looked fantastic. Now, it might have been one of those things where it was good from afar, but far from good. But it was her backside. I'll show you the picture in a second. And it's kind of moody. There's like some mist or fog. And it looks like a large, like the end of one pool. And, you know, this is something that people do from time to time. I don't have any problem if a person is showing off their best side or taking a thirst trap pic. You know, I love good looking people. I just don't want ugly people doing thirst traps. And she is far from ugly. In fact, I would say in the grand scheme of things, when it comes to thirst traps, this is a pretty good thirst trap. I have no problem with that at all. And she's in kind of like a weird spot where her confidence has kind of been... you know, maybe a little fucked up. So this is one of those empowering pictures where you say, yeah, fuck you. You know, I'm the king of the fucking jungle here. God damn it. And I am open for business. Ryan writes, thirst trap is a great word. I have added this to my vocabulary. Yeah, I think I heard it probably on their show. It's old. Any word that I decide to use, it's old. Okay, I'll get to the picture in a second. Don't worry, we got nothing but time. Which, by the way, there's going to be an act one and an act two today of this show. So she posts that. If I am at work, let's say I have a job, and there's a young lady at work who posts a thirst trap. Maybe something like this, showing off a juicy ass or some titty or just a beautiful face. That's also a thirst trap. Okay, if it looks good, it's a thirst trap. If I share that, okay, everything being the same. Chick in her mid to late 30s. Old man, 54 years old yesterday. Thank you for the well wishes. If I post that, that's weird. In my opinion, that's strange. Chris from Buffalo says, you got to say it with a crispy R, thirst trap. I don't know if thirst works with a crispy R. I don't think there's a way to have a crispy R in the word thirst. Thirsty? It's possible, I guess. Maybe. It's even more weird if after I post juicy ass pic, I delete it. You do the old dirty delete. I didn't notice this. There are two places I look for any Free Beer and Hot Wings material. Their subreddit and their Segment 18 page. The Segment 18 page, it's mostly people who Freebird and Hot Wings can do no wrong. Subreddit is a different story. Both of those pages hate me. Now, I'm just taking what's given to me. And somebody on the subreddit noticed, hey, Freebird posted this. Is this weird? And most said, yeah, it's fucking weird. If I worked with a chick and I did that, again, it boils down to, I think any woman would do this. Would have a problem with this. Now, if I'm Mrs. Lutz, Freebeard's wife, I'm pissed off. I shouldn't say that. That's an insult to Coleman. The former Mrs. Lutz. I'm pissed off at that. You see, the former Mrs. Lutz is like the same age as Kelly. She's probably younger. I take it back. She's got to be younger. But I've had various people that I've spoken to in the last couple weeks said, hey, I think Freebeard's got the hots for Kelly. And I've said, nah, there's no way. But I tell you what, I believe it more today than I did a week ago. Matt says, the thirst trap did its job. It caught a creepy old man spying. He's living up to that creepy hair. Ryan says he does seem to go after younger gals. The thing is, I used to know Freebeer. I don't know Freebeer now. Okay? When I knew Freebeer, he was conservative and uptight. You couldn't get a pin up his ass. Now, he's eating edibles all the fucking time. And I think he gets anal from this new young chick, the former Mrs. Lutz. So I think that has changed him. Matt says that Freebeer is creepy with Kelly and Maitland. It's gross. All right. So I see this and I post it. Like, you gotta be, you're goddamn right. I'm all over this. You want to see this picture, and I'll include it in the show notes. It's a great picture, by the way. That is not it. That is the picture. I wish it were zoomed in more. That is truly tastefully done. This is what, and then you can see Greg here, Freebeer Greg. He shared it. I don't think I can zoom in on anymore to give you a better idea what it looks like. Maybe I can like this. That's a great picture, wherever that is. That's a picture of a woman saying, yeah, I'm hot as shit, and I'm on the prowl. You don't take that picture and post it if you are not on the prowl. What did we have to look to the words and wisdom of a 20-year-old to kind of understand where lovely Kelly is coming from here. You got to get over one, you got to get under one. And then she says, you know, knock the cobwebs off that thing. That's what Haktua said. And we should live by that. Now, I don't have to worry about that. A, my penis doesn't work like it used to. And B, I've been married for decades. So I'm not going to get under one to get over one. I wonder if that applies if somebody dies. Like, if I'm a dude or if I'm a wife and the husband gets run over by a train, is she like, yeah, the best way to get over one is to get under one? I don't know if you can use that type of, Maze in Blue is gross. He writes, tits are overrated. All about that ass. Come on, man. Rich takes a cheap shot at poor Kelly and says, so Freebeer is a thing for flat-chested chicks. Come on, you guys. Linda being harsh towards the corndog queen, saying Kelly and tasteful aren't two words I associate with each other. What? That is a fantastic image. But I don't think I would post that. I always thought Free Beer had a degree. He was the one that was always willing to put the brakes on shit. Rebecca says what everybody else is thinking. If I had her body, I'd be posting shit like that too. You're goddamn right. You are goddamn right. Runner Girl says, was there any posts on Freebeer's comments on Freebeer's post before it was deleted? I don't know. I'm going strictly off the subreddit. Corey says it's a pretty cool photo. This seems like he's posting this so his ex-wife will see it. Well, idiot. See, Corey's always the worst. Corey, this is not of his ex-wife, you dumb fuck. This is of a coworker. Corey's so stupid. He always comments on shit that he doesn't know what the fuck is going on. How dumb are you? Corey follows up with, he seems pretty determined to let his ex-wife know he has a new woman. Yeah, that's not his wife. That's a lady that he works with. Corey's so stupid. Jimmy writes, why is it creepy and wrong for men in their 50s? We don't suddenly not notice attractive people. Well, I mean, I don't know. Let's not lose sight of what we're talking about here. Freebeer is a married man to the former Mrs. Lutz. All we're looking at here is big picture. He posted that fucking thing, and then he deleted it. So now you've got dirty delete added into the mix. So I'm dying to find out what went on. Did the former Mrs. Lutz say something? Did Free Beer think better of it? Did he realize that, you know, this just looks horrible? My God. Corey said, that's not what I said, you fucking idiot. Okay, let's back up and look what you wrote. Here we are talking about a picture of Kelly Cheese, and you said, it's a pretty cool photo. This seems like he's posting this so his ex-wife will see it. That contextually, that doesn't make sense because this is a coworker. So that's problem number one. And then you post it again. He seems pretty determined to let his ex-wife know he has a new woman. Okay, now that clearly is, you are off the beaten path. And then you come back with, no, that's not what I said. No, it is. I read it word for word. And then finally, Corey admits it and says, I did think that was of his new wife, actually. I got here late and I apologized for nothing. Well, no, you shouldn't apologize. I mean, I wouldn't apologize if everybody in the room thought that I was a dumb fuck. I would just like be disgusted with myself and see myself out and not talk anymore. But not you. Oh, no. All right. So now, I always, whenever I do something like this, again, all I did was reported what happened. And my God, the shit that I get. There are numerous butthurt people. Oh yeah, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Are you kidding me? There's a lot wrong with that, you fucking idiot. First of all, if I'm single, I'm not going to go post hot pics of my coworkers. Oh, yeah, look at it. This is fucking beat off fuel. And divorce fuel, too. Brandon, who, see, then they come to my page. People who don't like me, they see that I post. They still follow me. They still listen. And then when I do something like this and just comment on something, because this is interesting to me. This is very interesting to me. If it's boring, I don't want to talk about it. I only talk about shit that I know is going to move the meter. And I know for a fucking fact this is going to move the meter. It always does. Why do you think I do it? And again, I don't seek this shit out. It comes to me. And it makes me so happy when it does. So when I see that Freebeer is posting hot pics of some young chick that he works with, and then he immediately deletes it. Oh my God, that's fucking great. I titled the live stream of this as Freebeer Likey Likey. Brandon writes, actually Brandon started out with, she posted said pic herself. And I'm like, well, I never disputed that. I don't have a problem with her posting that picture at all. Again, Kelly and I are pals. Brandon continues, get the F out of here with your constant BS with them. Now, he comes to my page and says that. And I'm like, okay, I'll leave my own page. Please take over for me. And then I wrote just that. Look, I'm fine with her posting the pic. The point is that Freebeer posted it and deleted it. People who aren't morons, not you, think this is weird. Brandon follows up with, no one is saying leave your page. Oh, yeah, I know, dickhead. I'm making fun of you. It's a joke. This is something people do all the time on my page. Anytime I say something that affects them or hurts their feelings or makes them angry, you get a lot of, man, I used to really love you. What happened to you? Nothing. Nothing happened to me. I'm doing the same shit that I started doing 30 years ago in the city of Warren. I haven't changed anything. I got the same fucking house, the same brain, the same wife. I'm still doing the same fucked up shit that I did so long ago. Nothing's different. So quit telling me, saying to me, oh, you changed anything. Oh, so I used to respect you. What happened? It's too much work to do shit differently. Are you crazy, you fucking moron? I do the same shit I've always done, just much more intensely and better. I used to respect you. I liked you a lot. When I found out the show, or whatever it was, canceled you, I was devastated. Well, first of all, I got fired, okay? Quit being devastated because saying you're devastated over radio guy. Fucking idiot. But just like our other discussions we just had, you've become something else. I've realized that it probably was for the best. Being opinionated and calling people out is one thing. And even within our right in USA. But seriously, my man, what is the deal with following them and calling them out on every single detail you don't agree with or whatever seems odd? I can answer that. It's fun. Why live in drama of your past? I'm not. He just posted the sweet, juicy ass shot the other day. I have learned the hard way about situations like this. All you do is create image for yourself and hatred to others. The thing I knew was better than that. Oh, I always love that. Yeah, I know Eric because he's on the radio. You fucking idiot. Oh, my God. You don't know me. Dare I say very few people who listen to the shit I say on this platform or any other platform knows me. Okay? I'm quiet. I'm boring. I don't like to be around people. I'm pretty laid back. There's nothing to it. And you know what would happen if that guy was doing a goddamn show? Nothing. Nothing would happen. You wouldn't be here paying attention, moron. So get over yourself. You don't know me, and fuck off and die. Okay? There you go. Now we're talking about you. You're the drama. Oh, my God. I'm so lucky. I've got new drama to talk about. Fuck that shit. Jesus fucking Christ. Maureen says that wispy, lispy voice cracks me up. Yeah, it's like a crying version of Charlie in the Box from Island of Misfit Toys. Nick says, yeah, who cares? Opie and Anthony still shit on each other, and that's been 10 years. It's still entertaining. Of course it's entertaining. Talking shit about people, that's the fucking best. Especially when they post juicy, hot-ass pics of their coworkers and immediately delete them. Bob says, do these people not know the immense amount of fun it is to troll people on the internet? Of course. Chris says, these morons always think they're so high and mighty. I tell you what, though, they move the meter for me when I piss them off. Corey is back. First, Tyler says, 100% agree, Easy, to not see anything wrong with the Burden King posting Kelly juicy ass pics is completely stupid. Tyler says, my wife would kick the shit out of me if I posted a pic like that of one of my coworkers. LOL. Matt writes, free beer was jerking off to the picture and finished on the share button. So that would mean that a drop of free beer jizz landed on share. Is that what you mean? So, like, the first spurt was share, and then I think you actually have to hit another button. So another big strand of jizz. He's sharing shit with his jizz. I love that idea. Matt, I get my Matts mixed up. Is this Matt who is pals with Mr. Lutz? Is that the Matt that we're talking about here? I think that it is. Oh, it is. Okay. This has got to be great for Mr. I was talking with Mr. Lutz about this. And we just had a hell of a fucking time talking about this whole thing. Jeremy says, I'm just lucky that I'm a truck driver and all of my coworkers are uglier than me. Impossible to get in this type of trouble. Matt, we got to get together at the racetrack. I'm not going to be able to be there this weekend. I think next weekend I'm going to be there. Do you and the kids, Mr. Lutz and his kids and Mr. Lutz's girlfriend want to join me at the track at Berlin? That would be awesome. All right. That's pretty much all I have on this. However, I wanted to check in with Pooh Bear to get her opinion on all of this. She knows nothing of this. I don't think we talked about it. We might have, but I told her today that I'm going to reach out to her. She's home. I'll get to the details of the trip to Maine. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for my new favorite sponsor, Mint Mobile. MintMobile.com. MintMobile.com. What's up? How does this work? Well, you keep your phone, you keep your number, and you get everything on your phone that you're used to, except you pay incredibly less for it. It's that simple. Pick a plan, any plan, and off you go. You can even get a new phone if you like with the service. That's totally up to you. This is one of the most versatile, easy things in the world when it comes to cell phones. How often are you looking at your cell phone bill with whoever and you're like, my God, this has gotten out of hand. This is like a living, breathing entity that I don't want any part of. It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile. More Americans are doing this than ever before. In fact, U.S. News and World Reports called them the best cell phone plans around. Wired recommends them. The New York Times Wirecutter did a best cell phone plans article on them. Incredible. So many people are talking about Mint Mobile. I want you to check this out for yourself. Go to mintmobile.com and see what I'm talking about. You're going to see that it's basically the same damn thing that I talked about. Keep your phone, keep your number. You're just going to pick a plan, boom, pay for it, and you're in business. All the details are at mintmobile.com. But I'm telling you, I just made the switch and I'm saving hundreds of dollars on my cell phone bill. Check it out online, mintmobile.com. Moments. There's a lot that happened. Oh my God. And not there was this may have been the worst trip I've ever been on, but it shouldn't have been. Okay? I'll just say that. I have to be totally honest with you. Let's bring in the princess here. Hello, Pooh Bear.
Hello.
Hang on a second here. I got to adjust this phone. What's going on right now around the household?
Right now it is rest time with the puppies.
Yeah, we need a vacation from vacation.
This is true. I've already done like 5 loads of laundry.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm going to give everybody the good, the bad, and the ugly about our trip.
Yeah. It wasn't too much bad. Well,
there was a lot bad with the equipment that we had.
Yes. This is true.
And that's too bad because there was a lot of great things that were going on. But, and I know that some people will be thrown under the bus, but I don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I won't say anybody but by name, but.
Yeah.
So let me run this by you. Let's just say I had a job. Let's say I had a radio job.
Mm-hmm.
Present day, 54-year-old Eric. And I do my radio show with a chick, single, pretty cute, in her mid to late 30s. And mid to late 30s girl posts a juicy ass pic on Instagram. You know, like sometimes chicks will post those thirst traps.
Mm-hmm.
And
for attention or whatever.
Well, I don't know why they do it. I mean, I don't have any problem with anybody posting a thirst trap, especially if you're single. You know?
Yeah.
So in this hypothetical situation, I'm there on the radio and, 37, 38-year-old chick posts juicy butt pic on the internet. If I then share that pic on my page of my coworker, what goes through your head?
Why are you doing that?
We'd probably have a discussion. I mean,
yeah.
Is that a little creepy?
A little bit.
Yeah, I thought so too. A lot of people did. Well, that happened.
Oh, dear.
I didn't do it.
I think I know who.
Who do you think did it?
I'm not going to say.
You can.
You know, who posted it or who?
Who's the guy? Well, first of all, what girl do you think posted it?
Her name starts with a K.
Yes, Kelly. Now, I didn't share this with you, did I?
I don't think so, no. I don't remember you sharing it with me. I think I would have remembered that.
Okay. And then who took it and shared it?
That would be FB.
Free beer. Yes, he did. Okay. And then shortly after, you know what? He deleted it.
Hmm. Why? Because his wife got mad.
Holy shit.
Right?
God, who knows? That's what I've been talking about for the last 30 minutes. This is fantastic.
What the heck? Jeez, oh, Pete.
Yeah, so I of course, I'm going to exploit that and have as much fun talking about it as I possibly can. But, yeah, so that's been a big topic here. His wife, the former Mrs. Lutz, is probably super pissed. I mean, if I'm him, do you ignore this completely or do you say something? Or if you're you, do you make him, let's say I did that. Do you make me not only delete it, but do I have to say something publicly?
Me personally would not make you do that. I would just be like, just delete it and forget about it. Like,
right.
What the hell?
Right.
Me and you have a personal discussion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree with that too. But I'm guessing there'll be no mention of this going forward. But boy, would I love it if there was. It would be so fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. Well, that's all I had.
Alrighty.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. See
you. There you go. Pooh Bear. We are fast approaching. Let's see. I can't. Fast approaching. Hold on. God damn it. I can't even read this goddamn thing. Nope. I'm messing with the air conditioner. When you hear those beeps, that's me fucking around with it. All right. 72, 71, 70. Sorry. Oh, July 18th. We are 10 days away from happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. So that would be, I believe, 32 years of marriage. Oh my God, it's fantastic. I know I'm making a funny face. I shouldn't be. I should be like happy. No, I am. I am. 32 years of marriage and I think 35 years together. Soon to be 30, and then 36 in January. 32 years marriage coming up July 18th for your old pal EZ and the Queen of the Forest. But just the amount of ass kicking that I would get from Irish redhead, a ball of fury Pooh Bear, if I did that. Oh, God. Greg is an idiot. He's a fucking moron. What a fucking fool. Matt writes, I always wonder what Hot Wings thinks. Does he just ignore what a creep Free Beer is? Or is he too dumb to understand? You got to work really hard to make Hot Wings pull you aside and have a word. He probably just puts his head in the sand and remains uninteresting. Shout out to Compound Media. Rest in peace. You were right, Nick. Compound Media, Anthony Cumia, that's belly up. They have ceased operations. I don't know what the fuck is going on with E-Rock. I don't know what the fuck is going on with Anthony because I don't pay enough attention. Rumor is Anthony was going to be doing work with Gavin. Is that the guy's name, Gavin? Yeah, the fucking weirdo with the stupid mustache. Oops, what was that? Adam Balboa writes, does being a good husband include posting pictures of other women in a thong? Shit. Bob says, if there's any mention of this, it'll probably be Kelly making a sideways comment to Free Beer. I'm going to go over a text exchange. I want to see if I should... I forget. Hold on a second here. What was said on it? I want to see if I can share it. No, I can't. I can't do it. I can't do it. But all I will say is that I did share the... Oh, this is all I'll tell you, because I do talk with Ross quite a bit now. I texted Ross that I posted this. And he said a lot, which I'm not going to say. But the one thing I will say is that he responded with LMFAO. All right. Yeah, I don't want to do anything, because if Ross tells me, he's told me one thing that I can talk about. And that was about the hot new show that is going to debut, Girl Date with Kelly and Mate on Mix 95.7 in the afternoon. And I cannot wait for that. He goes, you can talk about that. I go, fuck yes. That's going to be a great show. I can't wait for that. They're back today. I don't know if yet they've talked about Girl Date with Kelly and Mate, but you know that Ben and I will be all over it, reviewing it, and having a great time. It's about goddamn time you let the girls run the show. Okay? I do know that she is grossly underpaid. I found out that the big money Joe made, they did not then take that money and give it to the only person who has any talent on that show, and that is Kelly. How the fuck? Oh, my God. You're going to lose her. You morons are going to lose the only thing worth listening to if you don't pay her. Grossly underpaid. Remarkable. Fucking pauper's wage. She should be starting... The second Joe got fired, you should have put her right in that chair and said, you now make $175,000. Here you go. 100% agree with that. You are so underpaid, miss. I can't pay you. If I could, I'd pay you. I'd have you here so I could discuss your juicy ass. No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't want to do that because I wouldn't want to be the goddamn creep. Okay? But I would want to know what you were thinking when Freebeer posted your juicy ass pic. I mean, who contacted who? How did the dirty delete go down? That's a question people want to know. I don't have, again, so we're all on the same page. I don't have a problem with Kelly. All right? Outwardly. I don't have any problem with Kelly outwardly. Her posting beautiful, juicy ass pic is fucking great. You should. All right. Not okay for Freebeer to post those. Jimmy's all offended because he thinks that the problem is old men looking at young women. Okay. Would you quit being a fucking egomaniac and think that this has something to do with you? I'm talking about Freebeer post co-worker bitch picture and wife getting fucking married and then deleting. That's what I'm talking about. I don't have a problem with a guy that old flirting with a young chick. Okay, it's pretty bad. Can be bad, but not necessarily. It depends on how the guy looks. If he looks like me or you, yes, that's a problem. I've heard from a lot of dudes, but I want to hear from more of the ladies in the audience. If your husband is posting juicy ass pics of one of his coworkers, out of the blue, during his vacation, you see on his Instagram that he has shared a juicy ass pic of a coworker. How do you respond with that? You can either leave it in the chat if you're watching the show live. You can send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I would love to hear from you. All right. That concludes our breakdown of free beer posting ass pics. Maureen says, Mr. Maureen better not if he knows what's good for him. Tyler goes a step further and says, I cannot think of what the goal of that post would be. The only outcome seems negative. Yeah, the free beer I knew would think clearer than that. Okay, he was more measured in what he would do. And I think he's losing his fucking mind. Chris said, my wife would kick me so hard in the plum bag. All right. While I was away, well, it was right at the start of my time away, the goddamn debate happened. Oh, my God. It was a million times worse than what I thought it was going to be. So we're July 8th, July, August, September, 4 months away from the election. This was ridiculous and highly entertaining. This moment in particular, I want to focus on Trump, who really does a good job of just staying stone-faced. And when Biden starts to get in the weeds, he gives him a glance, and it's fucking funny. I'm sorry. Biden is losing his mind, as we all know. He doesn't help himself because he's got that I'm lost in the neighborhood look all the time, and he's not looking at the camera. Like right now, if I really wanted to drive home a point, I would look right at the camera and say it, okay? Him, he's always looking off camera at whoever is asking him the question. And he knows better. He should be looking at the camera. If he can be comfortable and relaxed, like I always am, like Trump does here, you know, that would help him. But he's sick. And we can't, I mean, there was that clip of the president's wife, which I posted. I don't want to take the time to find it, where she goes, Joe, you did so good. You answered all the questions, Joe. And he's like, oh, it was so bad. So bad. The clip that I'm going to play is not a microcosm. It's the whole goddamn debate. The whole goddamn debate. He's lost. He's mumbling. He's out of it. Trump is sharp as shit. Right away, the question, EZ, you sound like you support Trump. I will say this. No. And I don't. I'm not going to vote for him. But I would say that it makes it more difficult to vote for Biden with this elderly, sick, feeble-minded man being the candidate. Come on now. I can't say with any type of clear conscience that I would vote for Trump. I actually risk a lot by saying that I would vote for Trump. I am not going to vote for Trump. I say that on July 8th. But my God, they have to let this guy, I mean, convince him. Because I think he's dug his heels in, and he's saying, fuck no, I'm running. And there was a story last night that broke about a bunch of other Democrats, senior Democrats, that are saying, yeah, it's time. It's time. I don't know who there's been talk of Whitmer. There's a campaign that's called Draft Gretch. At this point, I would vote for anybody. I would be more comfortable voting for any Democrat as long as they aren't ill like Biden is. And I'm not even being an idiot here. I'm being totally honest with you. I'm not comfortable voting for that guy. And if you are, if you say you are, you're lying to yourself. There's no way. This is a very ill man. I think this clip illustrates that very well. Okay.
President Biden, I want to give you an opportunity to
see how he's staring at the guy.
Respond to this question.
He doesn't blink. His mouth is open. It's all fucked up. Every bit of this is fucked. So bad.
President Biden, I want to give you an opportunity to respond to this question about the national debt.
He had the largest national debt of any president in a four-year period, number one. Number two, that $2 trillion tax cut benefited the very wealthy. What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. I mean, billionaires in America. And what's happening?
See, and he's constantly fucking shit up. All right, whatever. That happens. I'll give Trump this. He doesn't respond with the mannerisms, the gestures. He just keeps his mouth shut and his eyes forward. That's smart.
I mean, billionaires in America. And what's happening? They're in a situation where they, in fact, pay 8.2% in taxes. If they just paid 24% or 25%, either one of those numbers, they'd raise $500 million, billion dollars, I should say, in a 10-year period. We'd be able to wipe out his debt. We'd be able to help make sure that all those things we need to do, child care, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our health care system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with.
Okay. I don't know why these goddamn images are over, but it's pissing me off because we're not going to see Trump.
With dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Did you see I hate that his face is fucking covered up. I don't know how to make that go away. I wish it was, though. The Forbes website does that. You see, as he starts to get in the weeds, Trump just kind of looks at him.
Eligible for what I've been able to do with.
You can see his head. You can see his hair move.
Dealing with everything we have to do with.
He's got
to
look like, are you all right?
Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden, President Trump.
The White House has come out and said what he meant to say was we finally beat Big Pharma. I'm not sure. Maybe that's probably just a spin. He doesn't know what he said. Nobody knows what he said. The one point Megan is quoting Trump, I don't even know what he just said. That's what he actually said. He goes, I don't even know what he just said. Trump did a good job of letting Biden lose the election. That's what happened there. He did a good job of letting Biden lose the election. Oh. Ryan says, I'm no doctor. It looks like he sure is suffering from dementia. On top of his lifetime of stuttering issues, whatever is going on with him, he has a really hard time managing it. No reason this fool shouldn't step down. I don't know if you want to call the guy who's sick a fool. You can't call the guy who's sick a fucking fool, you ding dong. Maureen says, I started to watch the debate and couldn't continue. He makes me sad. Dementia is not funny. I'm laughing at Ryan calling him a fool, by the way. And he is not capable of running the country. I refuse to vote for Trump, but I cannot in good conscience vote for Biden again. I hope he steps aside. Exactly. That you took the words right out of my mouth. I don't know. We are in a pickle. All right, I got a break. I got to go. Hold on a second. Before I go here, I just want to say, as always, thank you to my sponsors for being part of the podcast. They make this free podcast possible. There are several. Which, by the way, I'm getting set to start a bunch of new ones. I've just been pounding the fucking pavement. And I'm really excited to tell you about several of these new sponsors. So that is something that I'll be talking about a little bit later on. But first off, thank you so much to my friends over at Berlin Raceway. Online at berlinraceway.com. Tickets for this weekend's races. Over there, $14 a pop. Go see the races at Berlin Raceway. I won't be there this weekend. I'll be there the next weekend. King's Room Barbershop has started 50 years of King's Room this week. Go to a King's Room Barbershop, Northland Drive, Caledonia, or at 821 36th Street. Get your hair cut. Spin the wheel. Whatever year it lands on, that's the year price you pay for that haircut. If you don't land on that one of those spots, you get some free goodies, t-shirts, koozies, shit like that. And every haircut, you're signed up to win a flat screen TV. Great deal. King's Room Barbershop. They're online at kingsroom.net. I'll be back in about 30, 35 with the second half of this amazing podcast. Till then, thank you. Have a good one, and bye-bye.